Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris, and I'm here with Christophe Cocker. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Brilliant. You're from Beaujolais.
And I am indeed.
We're going to be talking about Beaujolais, the fun wine of France.
Indeed, absolutely.
But before we get into that, what do you do there? You're a winemaker.
Well,
I own a winery.
Yes, my parents own a winery. I come from a long line of wine growers. I'm based in the southern part of Beaujolais. I studied wine and spirit marketing, everything about wine.
Did you do that in Beaujolais?
I did it in the Burgundy area,
okay.
Which Beaujolais is part of Burgundy, the Great Burgundy, like Grand Bourgogne Viticole. I wanted to sort of improve my English in a way, and I decided to make a vintage in different continents. So I made a vintage in California, New Zealand, and South Africa before I was 30.
Yep.
And then I returned back home and decided to set up a small sort of boutique négociant business. It's a very 100% family owned, totally independent, very small size, an artisan meaning really, you know, crafty. And I'm acting as a négociant, but a very small négociant. And I set it up 7 years ago now.
What's the name of your company?
The name of the company is Maison, like a house, Maison Cocard, which is my name.
Yep.
The House of Cocard.
House of Cocard. Very nice. Very nice. And do you sell wines or have you got wines in the UK?
I obviously offer different wines from Beaujolais. In fact, all the wines from Beaujolais. That's why I can easily talk about all the different styles of wines that we offer in Beaujolais. And I do selections through the vineyards. I go and taste some of the growers' wines and do some, just basically do some selections. And I sell them under my name. Very much like some of the leaders in Beaujolais, the leaders as négociants like Georges Dubuff or others, except that he started his business, like say 40 or 50 years ago, and he sells millions of bottles.
Yep.
And I started my business 7 years ago, and I sell a couple of hundred thousands of bottles.
Okay, so slightly less than Georges Dubuff.
So it's a, you know, it's a small operation, but it's developing, which is a challenge because we're going through a tough time, as you know. Economically speaking, Europe and the world is obviously, and Beaujolais is obviously is not the exception. We're going through a tough time and crisis, but my business is developing slowly but surely.
Nice. Okay. Well, let's talk a wee bit about Beaujolais, as you say, because you've got a good overview of Beaujolais.
Yes. I try to.
You said it was part of Burgundy.
Indeed.
Talk to the Burgundy guys in Côte de Nuit and that. They don't normally mention Gamay grape varieties. They always focus and say, well, Burgundy's all about Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, right. But Gamay is a big grape variety.
Well, yes, I mean, the Burgundy is, Beaujolais and Burgundy are both parts of the great Burgundy, but Burgundy is made of Pinot Noir, Beaujolais is made of Gamay, so it's the major difference. And hence the wines are different too. Regarding the Beaujolais Blanc, for example, which we produce, and it only represents 1% of the production, but it's developing, and it's a good way of showing that Beaujolais is not only a red wine, it's also a white, and also we also produce Beaujolais Rosé, which is also developing. But Beaujolais Blanc is the same grape variety as the white Burgundy. It's the Chardonnay, 100% Chardonnay.
Yep. It's a bit like Mâcon, isn't it? But
very much so. In fact, the Mâconnais vineyards is really just next door to the Beaujolais, north of Beaujolais, but it's really the next door vineyards. Yes. Yeah.
So just an overview of Burgundy, you've got
Côte de Nuit, Côte de Beaune. Then you have the Côte Chalonnaise with Mercurey, Givry, and all these wines near Chalon.
Yep.
Then you have Mâcon. In fact, they're all close to the nearest sort of largest town.
Which is Mâcon.
Which is Mâcon.
I stayed there last year, just outside of Mâcon.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's nice. Did you manage to get out of Mâcon and go and visit and see some of the vineyards?
Yep, we went down south into Beaujolais. We did it on one trip, and I was a bit disorganized. I hadn't organized anything, and we turned up into Beaujolais about lunchtime.
Okay.
And it was deserted. like tumbleweeds growing through the villages we went through. Everybody was out off home having lunch or something. Wow. Everything was shut. So
couldn't find a restaurant?
No, I couldn't find anything.
We have lots of lovely restaurants though. Yeah, and some are stars Michelin now. So we are Beaujolais area is a nice place to live. Good food. We're close to Lyon. So Lyon is the capital of French gastronomy, with Paul Bocuse and others. And we have the poulet de Bresse, just the other side of the Saône River, the chicken, the poulet de Bresse.
Oh, okay.
And also all other things, the charcuterie, the sausage, the andouillette, and all these sort of things. So that's obviously a good point for Beaujolais. We don't only we produce wine, but we have lots of other good things.
Okay, let's talk about the wines. Well, you talked about the food. Beaujolais is also famous, not just for being near Lyon, which is famous for food, but also Beaujolais makes a wine in a particular style, carbonic maceration, which is quite popular. And I tasted a range of Beaujolais wines just earlier, and you could see that some of the wines were straight carbonic maceration, some were a blend of normal vinification and carbonic maceration. But what is carbonic maceration for people who are not quite sure what that is?
Well, first of all, what I want to say is that what's important to understand is through a single variety called Gamay, we can offer a fairly large variety of different styles of wines.
Yep.
Starting from Beaujolais Nouveau, or just Beaujolais with bags of fruit and upfront fruit and lovely fresh character, all the way to more sort of, I shouldn't say serious, because they're all serious wines and very good wines, but more serious wine in terms of wine for keeping, like richer wine with more weight, with more structure, wines which can age, like a Moulin à Vent or a Chenin or a Morgon, and all this with the same variety called Gamay. Now, coming back to what you wanted to know about maceration, carbonic maceration, it's true that with the Gamay grape variety, on the southern part of Beaujolais, with the very typical clay and limestone soils, the Gamay really offers easy fruits, particularly with this typical winemaking process called the carbonic or semi-carbonic maceration, which is to have the whole bunches put in tanks with the stem and have a fermentation to start with the whole bunches altogether. That's why we can't actually use the harvesting machine. And we are the only vineyard in France, along with Champagne, which is not allowed to use the harvesting machine.
And all through Beaujolais?
Not in all through Beaujolais, but for the Beaujolais Nouveau, because of this process, funny enough, people may think that Beaujolais Nouveau is a wine that we produce cheap, intensive production and all these sort of things. This is completely the other way around. You mustn't think that Beaujolais Nouveau is mass production and low cost production and so on. This is completely the other way around.
So it's all hand harvested, because you need whole berries, don't you?
That's right. We need the whole berries with the stem. It mustn't be crushed and destemmed. So we must put the whole bunches, the whole grapes in the tanks. So this is one important point. Making a good Beaujolais Nouveau is, you need to have a lot of skills. Funny enough, and even though people drink it with fun and enjoy it and think this is not a serious wine, this is not true in a way. And I would like, I want to insist on the fact, because my company is actually based on the southern part of Beaujolais, in my old family house, where we produce Beaujolais Nouveau and Beaujolais. You have to be very experienced to make that sort of very elegant glass of fruity wine. It's not that easy. You really have to to be very skilled, to be very experienced. This winemaking process is not that easy. So it's important.
Okay, and my understanding of carbonic maceration is the whole grapes go into a tank or a
That's right. We put the whole grapes in the tanks. We let there's a maceration for about 5 to 7 days maximum. We let the grapes sit with the juice, and that's how we extract the color. Because the juice in the grapes is clear. The Gamay is, we actually call it the Gamay noir à jus blanc. It's the black Gamay with white, clear juice.
Mm-hmm.
The juice is clear. If we don't do any maceration, we could make white wine out of the Gamay. That's the reason why in Champagne, for example, they make a white wine. Champagne is white, with red grape varieties,
yep,
because they use Pinot Noir, but they press it straight away, straight when it arrives at the wineries, and they quickly go to the press. Do what we call a maceration, which would last for about, as I said, between 6 to 7 days, 5 to 7 days. Depending.
What is the juice? Is the juice free run juice that from the odd crushed berry,
yes,
or is, because if all the berries were perfectly unbroken, you wouldn't get any juice at all.
Well, there's always some juice because there's a natural crushing with the weight in the tank. So there is a bit of free run juice, and we regularly pump it over in order to wash the cap, to wash the grapes with the juice. In order to also extract color. We very, very are concerned about the color now these days. If you tasted some of my wines, you could see some of the wines that I choose, that I select and I sell under my name. You could see that the new generation of growers and winemakers in Beaujolais are really quality driven, and they really the past was the past. It was Beaujolais Nouveau was very successful. Maybe some of the growers didn't have to make so much effort to sell it. That's not the case anymore. We really have to work hard to offer some extremely good typical wines. To that respect, we really work on the color extraction, the fruit extraction, but also the color, because that's the first thing when you taste a wine is to watch the color. And you need to have some sort of wine with a nice dark color, not too light.
I always think of it as quite purpley color Beaujolais.
That's typical of the Gamay. It also gives some typical purple sort of tinges to the wine. That's right. But the color altogether is darker than before. It's more like a dark ruby, whereas it used to be more like a
heavy rosé.
Sort of heavy rosé, maybe darker than that. But I see what you mean. Yes, that's true. Yeah, absolutely. I want to insist on the fact, and I want people to listen to that, to understand that there's always been lots of negative thoughts about Beaujolais, because we think about Beaujolais Nouveau and the fact that we used to sell and produce and sell millions of bottles for the Thursday of November at the official date of release. That's the past. Now the growers are really, they're not the same as the ones from the previous generations.
Yep.
They're really conscious. Quality driven, conscious that they really have to offer some extremely good wines. And I think the Beaujolais Nouveau, as well as Beaujolais, the AOC Beaujolais, is coming back to fashion. They're lovely wines with clear and clean fruit, easy drinking, very accessible, that you can drink, that's the typical types of wine that which you can drink with any types of foods on any occasions, including even fish or raw fish like sushis and things like this. The fruit really balances right with the fat of the raw fish. So they're really wines to sort of rediscover, in a sense that the younger consumers don't really have any ready-made opinion on Beaujolais Nouveau. They've heard about it, but that's about all. They don't really know Beaujolais. They don't really know Beaujolais Nouveau either, and they would like to really make up their own opinion. And I invite them to really, as I said, rediscover Beaujolais and Beaujolais Nouveau. Go for the Beaujolais Nouveau when it's the third Thursday of November, and buy and drink some Beaujolais during spring and summer, the typical red wines with good fruits, light wines, light alcohol, light and soft and smooth, elegant tannins. And you can drink them with barbecues, with any sort of food. They're wines for friends and wines for very accessible
ones. They do taste quite different to normal Beaujolais, though, don't they? I always think of Beaujolais Nouveau as more candy floss type fruits and flavors, whereas a normal Beaujolais is more, or normal fermented Gamay is just like a normal wine, really. It has that a bit more depth to it than the Beaujolais Nouveau, or the carbonic maceration Beaujolais.
Well, Beaujolais Nouveau often offers some sort of typical candy, we call it bonbon anglais, like English sort of candy. I don't know, we say bonbon anglais, but it's that sort of sweet character, with some sort of, used to have some typical banana flavors and things like this. It now tends to have more of the dark berry, red and dark berry character, like blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, strawberries, all these sort of things. They're very elegant wines. And that's only because we've only talked about Beaujolais and Beaujolais Nouveau. And then you can move to Beaujolais Village, which would have more depth and more structure.
Yep.
And then to the 10 Cru, which each of them have their own style.
All right, Christophe. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.